the box of tissue. I have the water. Okay, so we are on Nun Hem and Aleph, and we are at the two dots, five lines from the bottom. So we established from Sukkim that Hara is Chaya by all Arayas. The source was Nida. Nida ended up being the source, but the Hekish of Rabbi Yonah, who said, right? They all explained to Nida, just like Nida is Hara, all other Arayas are Hara. That's what we said. That ended up being the source. And then we spent a lot of time on other psukim to figure out why they're necessary and what they teach us. Okay. Harah b'chayvi lavim minola. Okay, so that told us Haraya. How about chayvi lavim? Mamzer. No, nothing. And chayvi lavim, a person lived with a mamzeres, and he only did Harah. How do I know he's chayim malchus? He did not do a gemar bia, he only did Harah. The Torah revealed it by chayvi krisis. Zakti Gemara midigali rachmana shikh vizeraga vishivcha charufa. Mechlau the chai v'lavim b'hara. Since the Torah by shivcha charufa, which I will get to in a moment, said over there, shikh vizera, which means gemar bia, which means the total bia. So since the Torah had to tell me by shivcha charufa that one is only chayiv if there's a total bia, the inference is that every other chayv elavin doesn't need a total bia, because if every chayv elavin needed a total bia, you didn't have to write it by shivcha charufa. It would have been automatically understood. Let me explain. The svara chitzayna, the svara I approach things before I knew any gzeris hakasav, is that hara is not a gemar bia. It's not. Hello? It's fine. I'm a middle of English. The Svara Chitzayna is that Hara is not like Gemar Bia. Why should it be? He didn't do a Bia. Whatever Hara is, it's not a Gemar Bia. Came along the Torah and wrote Xeris Akosta by Chayv Krisis that Hara is considered Gemar Bia. That does not change the Svara Chitzayna. That leaves the Svara Chitzayna alone. It's very important to understand that, to understand this next piece of Gemara. So really, don't write anything by Chayv Elavim, and I would have no Havamina that I wrote as Chayv. Why would I? It's not a Bia. The Torah said, don't live. Live means Gemara Bia. I, by Chayv Krisis, the Torah wrote Xeris HaKasav. Chayv Krisis get Krisis, and Chayv Elavim don't get Krisis. So you don't make a say, oh, since it's a Bia there, it's a Bia everywhere. Who says? It's Xeris HaKasav. It's not logical. It is not a Bia logically. It's only Hara. Came along the Torah by Shivcha Charufa and wrote, you need Gemar Bia. Why did the Torah write that? That's the obvious. Must be, it infers that every other Chayv Elavim that are like Shivcha Charufa don't need Gemar Bia. So this is the source that by some Chayv Elavim, as we will see in a moment, it doesn't cover all. Hara is considered Chayv. Because since the Torah had to reveal to me by Shivcha Charufa, you need a Gemar Bia, Zahra is Chayiv. Dr. Rashi, Shivcha Chayiv Elavadi, Dixiv Ba Le'iyah Kaddish, V'Galli Ba Rachmana, D'Lei Ma'isi Asham, the Torah revealed that there's no Asham, Achiyig Ma Ba B'Yasai, until he finishes the Bia, Dixiv Shikh V'Zerah. Mechlau, the Chayvi Malkus, the Lav the Asham, the Mamzer B'Shivcha She'en Charufa, Bara Mechayev. Since the Torah wrote it there, must be other Chayvi Lavin, or Chayv Bara, if not it's superfluous to write it by Shivcha Charufa.
Why do I need it by Korinthus?
What?
Why do I need it by Korinthus?
Meaning, why don't I need it by Chorus?
So why do I need it by Chorus? I shouldn't need it. I have...
Gevaldik, Taisus is Kasha. You're Machavin to Taisus is Kasha. A rabbi, Abram Cohen, Machavin to Taisus is Kasha. We need Taisus is Kasha. Do you think it's a beautiful thing to Machavin to Taisus is Kasha? You know, it's amazing. You tell somebody he's Machavin to Abraham Kasha, it feels like $1 million. And the Taisus is Kasha is not? Anyway, Taisus asked your Kasha, and Taisus answers that if not by Chayvi Krisis, I would have said Shivcha Charufa is Megalei, that Chayvi Krisis Hara is Chayev, and Chayvi Lavin is not. I would have said the Torah wrote by Shifka Karuf and Shifka Zera to tell me, oh, Chayver Lav and Shifka Zera, Chayver Krisis or not. So by telling me first Chayver Krisis, Harah is Chayiv, so then Shifka Zera becomes superfluous by Shifka Karufa unless it's teaching me about Chayver Lav. The bottom Tyshus on Lishna Kruf.
Shifka Karufa is only a Lav, right?
Right. But if it, I could have said that the Torah is telling me, Lavin is Gvarbia, but not exactly. But since but Krisis is Harah. That's what I would have said. Mashenki, once the Torah told it to me by Krisis, I don't need Shifka Karufa to teach it to me by Krisis. This is Tyshus' question. Should I compliment you again?
No, I just want to.
This thing you shake out of your sleeves. I mean, it's like the pasha of the thing.
No,
like,
no, I've heard
of it. I just want to hear everybody else heard it. Right. Now, this. Okay, let me just read the next Rashi. What is Shifcha Harufa? We mentioned the name, we didn't. Right. Now, Rashi picks one of two pshatim in the Tanoim. Interestingly, the Achrayim point out, he picks Rabbi Shmuel's pshat over Rabbi Akiva's pshat. Even though we usually go with Rabbi Akiva when he argues with an individual, Rashi here explains Shifcha Harufa like Rabbi Shmuel. Shifcha Harufa, Shifcha Knanis Hamuresis Le'evet Evrisha Mutterba. The Ksiv Im Adoin of Yitin La'isha. What happens is a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is a shivcha harufa is the owner went and designated his shivcha to his eved ivri. Now there's no marriage between a shivcha and an eved ivri. An eved ivri is a yid, and the shivcha kananis is not a yid. There's no kedushin in the shivcha kananis. We learned that earlier. A yid cannot be mekadesh a shivcha kananis. However, the Torah allowed an owner to give his eved ivri to give a shivcha kananis to his eved ivri. Now, the question is, how much recognition does that get? Like, there's no real marriage, but the Torah writes that since she's a designated shivcha to an Eved Ivri, for anybody to live with her is living with a shivcha harufa. And interestingly enough, this is going to be the gay of the Amid Beis, the Torah wrote a different punishment for the man and the lady. It's one of the few places that you have, there's other places, but very few places that the two people do the same Aveira, and the man and the lady get different punishments. The Torah prescribed Malkus for her, and
she lives with someone else besides the one she's designated.
Correct, with a yin, and prescribed an asham for him, even the mezid. For those who say Korbanus, asham shivcha harufa. That is an asham that the man brings by shivcha harufa. So he doesn't get Malkus. She gets Malkus. She gets Malkus. He only brings an asham. Only. He brings an asham. This is the halacha. It's Xeris HaKasif. Now, Rabbi Kiva holds that it's talking about a case of a woman that's a half a shivcha, half a baschairin, who married an Eved Ivri. And he can have kedushin and her half a ben chayrin, and not do an aveira by living with her half shivcha. So there is a partial marriage here. There was a kedushin here, which is not an ace of fish, because she's a half a shivcha. If she's mezana with another man, that is a shivcha harufa. So there's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. If you have a shivcha that is not half free, is a total shivcha, is that the issur of shivcha harufa or not? Rabbi Akiva says it is not. And be smaller than it is. Rashi chooses Rabbi Shmuel's pshat. Shivcha Kerhuva, Shivcha Knanis, Hamuresas Le'evet Ivri, right? Zemutabak, the Sev, Imadainav Yitun La'isha.
Did you see that a Shivcha Knanis is Mutabak Le'evet Ivri only if he was previously married?
If he was married. If he is married.
Not married.
Yeah, but that's a side halacha. Nothing to do with that. Right. Correct. Only if he has a wife and children can he marry, can the owner give him a shevcha kanana. The logic behind it is we don't want him to like the shevcha. We hope that if he has a Jewish wife, he'll like her better than the shevcha and won't want to stay on. But that's not the sugya at all. Now, over here, it's problematic. It is a little bit problematic. And again, I'm just pointing this out. The Achrayim deal with this. And that is, the Torah never wrote a law for Shivcha Harufa. It doesn't say, do not live with a Shivcha Harufa. Never says it. It says a man who lives with a shivka karufa has, right? Vishash yishkav, not the lashon apostik, shivka karufa, he's shivka no krepas lish. Vishash yishkav, shivka zerev, he's shivka no krepas lish. Bikairis tia, she gets malchus, and he has to bring a behavior asham el Hashem, and he brings an asham. Never writes a lav. It never says, do not live with a shivka karufa. And if you do, this is the punishment. Doesn't say that. It says, person who lives with a shivka karufa, she gets malchus, he brings an asham. And it says the word shikva zera there. Rashi throws in the lav of Le'yah Kadesh, which is a lav, according to some, of a man living with a shivka kananis. So the Achrayna point out, that's why Rashi picked him Yishmael as a shot. Because according to Mekiva, it's not so simple that he would be violating the law of Le'yah Kadesh, because she is a half a shivcha, not a complete shivcha. But Rashi said at the beginning of the Rashi, the Sibba Le'yah Kadesh, because Rashi wants to find the law. Rashi wants to find the law. Where is the law? So Rashi says, you know what the law is? The law is, there's a law in the Torah, do not live with a shivcha kananis. Go Le'yah Kadesh b'vnei Yisrael. And some translated that to mean, do not live with a shivka kananis. That's how Rashi learns it. Therefore, the Gemara refers to it as a chayvei lavin. So that's why Rashi started off the Chsibba Le'yah Kadesh. It's not really written by the word shivka karufa. It's written by Le'yah Kadesh, which is translated by some to mean, a yid should not live with a shivka kananis. And the Torah said, he doesn't bring it asham until Gemar Bia. Right? And she doesn't get malchus to Gemar Bia. Therefore, we derive that other chayvei lavin don't need gemar bia. That's how they explain Rashi here, and that's what they say Rashi picked Rabbi Shmuel's pshat over Rabbi Kiva's pshat. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not so simple would be Le'yah Kadesh if it's a chasi shivka chasi ben kairin. So therefore, Rashi picked Rabbi Shmuel's pshat, and that's why it's the law of Le'yah Kadesh. Now Rashi will contradict himself in the Amud Beis. That's why I'm spending a little bit more time on this Rashi, because in the Amud Beis, Rashi will contradict himself. And this will be a problem that's not quite a map that Rashi contradicts himself. But this is what Rashi says over here. That's the Shaila they talk about. Would he get Malchus for Le'yah Kadesh and she gets two sets? One for Le'yah Kadesh and one for Shivcha Karufa? The Torah wrote Bikairis Tia. She gets Malchus. I mean, he doesn't get Malchus. But Rashi says it's the law of Le'yah Kadesh. Why wouldn't he get Malchus for violating the law of Le'yah Kadesh? Now, according to Bishmol, is the Torah revealing that he doesn't get Malchus? He gets an Asham instead of Malchus for that law. Now, quite enough to deal with that. I didn't spend too much time dealing with that, but that they do deal with that child.
Am I written?
I'm sorry, I'm talking
to somebody here. I'll get Shifak, Harufa.
Hold one second. Can you hold one second, Rabbi Shifak? Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting point. Silas, what does designation mean? It's not really halachic. Pashtas, Levin, Ivri, and the Shivka Kananis have no bond. True, but except that he's not a guy, he's not a guy. You know, I mean, it just happens to be they're not a guy. Yeah. I mean, the Evan and Shivka don't have an alchemaceous ish. And Evan with a Shivka is going to... Yes, Ramesha.
I think it's, I'm asking along the same line. When he goes out, when the Evan and Ivri goes out, what happens to Shivka Harufa?
He goes free. He's not married. It's not a real marriage.
Right, so the word Meuresis is a borrowed term?
Right, correct. Correct. It's a very borrowed term.
And she's allowed to be given to another man afterwards.
100%.
Okay.
There's no divorce process that that I'm aware of. No. She's macabre all the mitzvahs of a lady. We just had a whole section in the fourth parak about Eva Kanani, Shivka Kananis. In fact, Shivka Kananis is more Jewish than an Eva Kanani. An Eva Kanani doesn't do the mitzvahs of a woman's nachayev. Shivka Kananis is exactly like a Jewish woman, except that she can't marry a Jewish man.
Where is the Hano and the
Gemara? Not a factor. Not a factor.
Hano is the mic, isn't it?
Again, it's not a factor. In Halacha, it's not a factor. Haro's chayiv, whether she has anor or doesn't have anor. That chayiv increases Haro's chayiv. Nobody says a word about pleasure. Again, I'm talking Gemara. The Gemara says what is chayiv Haro.
Yeah, I know. That's
what I know. That means anor is not a factor. That's what they say. It doesn't say. The Gemara says one is chayiv and the hara. The ma'isa hara. I have no reason to say any more than that. Talk to Gemara by turn. Adarabba. Bidigali rachman hara b'chayiv ekrisis m'chal b'chayiv elavim b'marbiya. Why don't I say the other way? If chayiv elavim is hara, why did the Torah have to say b'chayiv ekrisis? Again, the same svara, the way I spoke it out. If the svara chitzayna is that Ara is pater, if the svara chitzayna is that Ara is pater, right, which it is, and chayv ekrisis would reveal to me only chayv ekrisis is Ara, not chayv elavim, so why did you write shivcha zera by shivcha charufa? Obviously, that's telling me that chayv elavim is like chayv ekrisis. Rashi, lishlekrod legili l'shivcha zera b'shivcha charufa. By no aminin, I would say b'shar chayv elavim nami l'mechayv chayv elavim b'gmar b'chayv elavim ela b'gmar b'ya. That's how the Bach is clear. Fine. Zokti Gemara harod the chayv elavim dekuna milola. So that teaches me chayv elavim that apply to all Jews. Mazeres, nesina, things that apply to all Jews. Amoinis. No, Mamzeres, Nesina, that's what it applies to. How about Chayvi Lavin that are unique to Kahuna? How do I know how raw is Chayv by them? Again, always working with the operational Svara that without a Pusik, you need Gemar Bia. We need a Limud that Hara is Chayv. So, by Shivcha Harufa taught us about Chayvi Lavin that have similarities to Shivcha Harufa, which is Chayv Elavim that apply to all Jews equally. How about Chayv Elavim that only apply to Kahuna? Zog de Gemara Baita. Chayv Elavim de Kahuna Minala. Enver de Gemara Asya Kicha Kicha. We learn it out, Kicha Kicha. We learn it out from the word Kicha Kicha. It says the word Yikach, and it says the word Yikach by Arias. So it's Xerus Shavah that teaches me that since it says the word Yikach, Yikach means Hara. Yikach doesn't mean Hara, but Yikach means that whatever is called a Bia by Chayv Ekrisis is called a Bia by Chayv Elavim. The Xerus Shavah passes on that halacha. Rashi, the Kahuna min Olam, the Meshivcha Lagumin and Olav Ashavah Bekail. From Shivcha we don't learn out, only a Lav that is equal by everything. Dumi the Shivcha Karufa. Kicha kicha, siv gabe chayv ekrisis, isha sheyika chasachaisai. But siv b'chayv elavim dekuna lo yikachu. It says isha sheyika chasachaisai, and it says by live chayv elavim dekuna lo yikachu. So what do you want to say? That they're not chayv bara?
No.
But you can't do this logically. Again, it's not a bia. Logically speaking, this is not a bia. How do you know that it is? You can't say, well, Kahanim have more. How, who says that's considered a Bia?
Well, saying once we have by Shivcha Harufa,
it's a different stylist. Only Lavin that applies to all Jews. But this is a Lav Sheinu Shavah Bakel. It's a weaker Lav. Kahanim have more Lavin, but the Lav is a weaker Lav. It's only for Kahanim. The fact that they have more lava doesn't make the lava stronger lava. Just means they have more of them.
What? Speaking of stronger lava, did you say that Inuhara is
what?
What makes it stronger? Is it a shove of coal? What makes it stronger? What makes it stronger by Shivcha Harufa? Because
shove of coal? Yes. Shava Bakel.
Cohen also is Asher B'Shivcha Harufa.
Absolutely. So is every Jew. He's a Jew. A Cohen is a Jew plus.
Right, but I would think the extra love that he has
are not as strict. You should have asked this kashan dam dalet. Where the Gemara said we can't learn esedai galaitai out of roishai, because maybe that's because it's a lav shein shreva bakoil. Way back when, on dam dalet amad aleph. That's where the kashan should have been asked.
What's the Adarava? I understand, so
what's the Adarava? See, again, you could say that the Torah wrote Chayv Krisis Hara to tell me that everywhere else needs Gemar Bia. Because if not, meaning, if the Svara Chitzayna is that Hara is a Bia, meaning maybe approach it differently. Instead of saying that the Svara Chitzayna is Hara is not a Bia, like I said, the pshat is.
Why would we do that?
Because who decides what? I mean,
that would be. You didn't say you started something. You didn't finish anything.
Well, who says that's not enough? Maybe it is enough logically. I'm not going to sit here and make an argument that it's enough. If you learn like one month yomer for sure, partial penetration, but the Galatia court would say he didn't live with her, he didn't rape her. I'm not bringing a riot from the Galatia court, Chas v'Shalom. You can make an argument that it's...
So once you teach this case of the...
Forget, that's the answer. But forget Shivcha Haruba for a second. I would say, logically speaking, Hara is a Gemar Bia. Came along to Tyre by Chayv Krisis and said, Hara, oh, must be Chayv Lavin, is not Hara. That would be the Adarab. And the answer is, but it wrote Shivcha Harufa. If you're right that the Svara Chitzayin is one way, why did the Torah write Shivcha Harufa? Must be that we're approaching it wrong. That the Svara, it's not a Bia, and therefore I need a Limbo, that it is a Bia. Okay. Frakta Gemara Vaiter. L'chayvi asei minolam. By Mitzvi Vadaimi. Says Dor Shlishi Yavai. We defer from that only the third generation can live, but the second generation cannot. How do I know that there's an Isser Aseh by Hara with a Mitzri? Rashi, Chayve Aseh Ga Mitzri V'Adayi Me'Ador Shlishi Minolam Da'asiri Hara Didu. This is not a punishment. We don't punish a Chayve Aseh. But how do I know that it's prohibited? Maybe a person is allowed to have Hara with a Mitzri. Or a Mitzri is allowed to have Hara with a Bat Yisro. Because I say, I don't know what to say. It looks like Dar Shlishi Yavoi V'Lishani. How do I know that in the prohibition of an assay, a mitzri, Hara is included in that prohibition? And the Gemara, Asya Bia Bia. Dr. Rashi, Mechai V'lav, the Sibu Lo Yavoi Mamzer. And the translation of Lo Yavoi, where it said it means Hara. So Dar Shlishi Yavoi means we're allowed Yavoi and the Dar Shlishi, which means Hara plus. And therefore, we see that Hara is not allowed by Dar Sheni. How about a Yavama with Al Khalitza goes and lives with another man, Bahara? How do I know that that is prohibited? Well, Zakti Gemara, very simply, it's either a lav or an asay. For a Yavama to live with another man, we had this machloikas at the end of the fourth parik. It says, Lesia Eishas Habes HaChutza. Rav learns, that means that the Kedushin doesn't work. Not that it's a lav. The Torah is telling me a fact that if this Yavama accepts Kedushin, it doesn't work. But it's not a lav. So what is it? And I say, the Torah said Yavama Yavi Allah. The inference is not anybody else. Shmuel says, I'm a supik. It might be a lav. So it's Machloik is Rav and Shmuel, when the Yavama Lashuk is a lav. Possible love, or just an assay. Zok to Gemara, either way. Ilamandam love, we included lavin. Ilamandam assay. So what are you asking me? It's included either way. Zok to Gemara, you're right. That wasn't a fair question. But El Yavami, Yavami Nola. How do I know Hara's kind of Yibam, which was the whole purpose of they got into Hara, because our Mishnah said Yibam was kind of Hara. How do you know that? It's not a love, it's not an assay. How do you know that counts as a Bia? To be kaina yavama. Remember, svara chitzayna is it's not living with her. It's exeris hakasav. Zok to Gemara, astya bia bia. We learn out Yavama Yavi Allah from the Yavi Mamzer that Yavoi means Hara, and therefore it's included in Yavama Yavi Allah. Can I just do Rashi? Dr. Rashi, Bia Bia Machaiva Allah, Maksibli Yavi Mamzer. Yavama Lashuk, Bloy Khalitza, Minayan Darod, Yadoki Gimar Bia. Ilumal de Malav, the Sib, Elisia, Asius Hamas, Yofin Hara, Lachaiva Allah. We learn out Hara, Lachaiva Allah. Ilumal de Marseille, the Sib Yavama Yavi Allah, Bloy Achar. Blah, Bama Lassay, I say. Bahai Lysia. Mapically, the ain't Kedushin type symbol. We had this at the end of the first, fourth parak. The Rav learns, Lysia means the Kedushin is not typhus. Pachi Kama, Leheba, Avai Lazar. Puk to the Rav and Shmuli. Veisha Kama. There's a bunch of Aishas later on. And this is the first Aisha, which is the 10th parak. El Yavama, the Yavama, Minola, the Kanala Bara. Yes.
Where's the Asay? Why are you being
kind
with the Asay with the
Yavama? The Yavatwa Asay, not Mavat Kaiman Asay. The Bitwa say, that's called an Isser essay. It's an Isser essay. The Torah says we want the Yavama to live with her. The inference is nobody else is allowed to.
And once Khalitza comes along,
that takes off the Zika, takes it off.
So there's no Bitwa
say anymore. Yes, Hirsch.
It's a question. So the angle of the Gemara, all these Gemaras are going on, is that without these, there's a cost of Hara with the Mutter.
Well, it would...
Or there just would not be liability.
It would be mutter. It's not living with her. Again, it's Nagia. It's a lot of other problems, but it's not Bia. It would not be violating living with her. I know we use the word by mitzvah, mutter. If she's not a Nida, yeah, maybe if she's not a Nida, what would be the Isser Nagia? A single man and a single lady. She's not an Ida. There's no way to touch her. Not an Erva. No, so there would, one Isser would be involved. If this is permissible. It has to not be permissible, so therefore it's us.
It's going to serve you that as like a non-action, not that it's...
Well, again, once we have all... Well, theoretically, Hara is not prohibited. You have no raya that it's us. Hara said Shikma Zera. No, we're not Malam from there. We learned that that's the exception. From the fact that the Torah had to write over there that you need Shikma Zera, it must be everywhere else. You don't. Correcti Gemara, the last one on the list. Isha Labai Laminala. How do I know that with, you know, Dabez and Kedushin, it says that a woman can be acquired through Bia? How do I know that Hara is enough to acquire her?
So, even though
Yibum is. Well, Yibum is Yibum. It's a different process. Yibum is taking over a brother's marriage. This is making your own marriage. It's a whole different process.
This guy has a medical condition.
Yeah, but on the other hand, by Kedushin, you're Mekhayev more.
Kedushin? You're not Mekhayev anything. It's the one you're talking about.
What?
Yeah, no, I'm not my Kedushin.
No, but I'm saying, but the person lives with her.
So we had the Shai, Mesechus Kedushin, Abyonim and Aleph. Gemara has the Shai, the Lord, the B.A. Eris, the Nice, the B.A. and the Suan Isa. It's a very short Amid. It's the middle of the Amid, it's a very short Amid. The Amid might be like 12 lines.
With a Taisus.
Big Taisus, yes. Very big Taisus there. Dr. Ashi, after the Gemara Ashi kicha kicha, Dr. Ashi shul abaylin yemekadosh b'biya menolim d'avro mekatcha kicha kicha ki yigachish isho ba'olam malchi yafina kedush b'biya tzevach kicha tzevach mechayv kriyas kicha says kicha. So we learn how kicha kicha that hara is considered a act of b'biya. Well, not yet. Stay tuned. Coming up. We have been deliberately vague in what Hara is because there's a machlokes coming up. That's why I've avoided it.
defining it as what would be Pachu Pshad? Is that the way Rebbe is defining it?
I'm not defining it. I'm saying Kairo is not a complete B. All I said is it's not a complete B. I didn't say what it was.
Rebbe said Shikvazera, no?
Shikvazera is a complete B.
Right.
Sorry, think about it. We all know that. Gemara will talk about that. I'm a rabbi. I'm a rabbi. Three times the Torah writes the word Sheikh Mazera by relationships with women. Number one, it writes it by Sheikh Kharufa. Number two, it writes it Sheikh Mazera by Ashish Ish. It says, when a person lives with an Ashish Ish, it says, well, Ashish Amischa, Leisitin Lushkhaftacha Mazera. Now, first, we don't view that the Torah is teaching me all other Chayim, it means it's best and that Ra is not Chayim, because we need Hekish or Rabbi Yaina that said all Chayim and Kriyas are equal. So why did the Torah write Sheikh Mazera by Ashish Ish? Number three, is by Sheikh Mazera B'Saita. When it says a woman was Mazana, it says, B'Shakab Ish Aysa Sheikh Mazera. Now, the truth is, we just learned that all Arayas, Haro is Kikmar Bia. That means we have two Psukim that talk about Ashish Ish. They use the word Sheikh Mazera. One is telling you when a man is mezana with a woman, it says, don't be mezana with an ashes. And then by sight it says, she was mezana with a man, a man lived with her, Sheikh Mazera. Why did the Torah write those words? When once you have the Hekesh Reb Yoina, it's not true that you need Sheikh Mazera. Now, what I expect people to ask me is, maybe the Torah is telling me not to go with the Hekesh Reb Yoina. Gemara does not seem to view that as an option. Maybe the Torah means to say, only by Ashish Ish you need Sheikh Mazera, everywhere else is Harav, but by Ashish Ish is an exception to the rule. That would have been a possible way to learn. The Gemara does not deal with that as a Havamina. I don't know why, but the Gemara does not even consider that as a Havamina. Let me do Rashi before you ask any questions. Look, Rashi. The Rashi speaks it out. You can't say it's an exception. It was included in the Hekesh of Rabbi Yoina. So how can that be an exception? Sheikh Mazera b'Saita Nistara that went privately into a room. Then a Saras Misafik Siv Shachav Ish Oisa Sheikh Mazera. Again, and the Gemara is dismissing, not even as a Havamina, that Ashish Ish would be an exception to the rule of Ara. Saita's Ashish Ish, the same. One of the same. The Gemara is not even considering that as a Havamina. To the Gemara, if you have the Hekesh of Rabbi Yoina, that means it's that all Arayas are created equal.
What would be a problem in
these cases? Right. The Shivka Karufa Kedamara. Shivka Karufa, we said that over there it's an exception to the rules. The Trashi Kedamara, the Bina Gemarbiya, the Loitame Kehera, the Machayim Malkas Baro, the Machayim Nam Yashim Baro. And here Rashi just contradicted what he said earlier. Listen to Rashi again. The Trashi, Shivka Karufa is an exception. The Loitame, you should not say, Kehera, the Machayim Malkas Baro, the Machayim Nami Asham Bahara. Malkus Yitaki Chaya Bahara. Asham is what you're not Chaya Bahara. Now, before Rashi said clearly, right, that, see, Rashi said, the love is La Yia Kadesh, the Golub Arachman of the Lemaisi Asham, Achi Igma Babi Asai, Rashi didn't say, doesn't get Malkus. Doesn't get Asham. And from there we learn that other Chayvi Malkus need Hara Machayev. So simply Rashi's saying Shivcha Charuva is an exception. Here Rashi seems to tell me that the Malkus part of Shivcha Charuva is not an exception. That the Malkus part of Shivcha Charuva is even Chayev Hara.
What does Rashi say?
He never said that the Malkus is an exception.
Well,
but he insinuated it. Because he started off with a lava liyah kaddish, right? The way Maisi Ashram, he wrote, Achi Yigma Babi Yasai. Well, he didn't say anything about Malchus. Good, that means Rashi's talking a big Kiddush. That the man will get no Ashram, right? And he doesn't get Malchus.
Why not?
Again, the Torah writes by Shivcha Harufa. This is interesting now. The Torah writes by Shivcha Harufa. She gets Malchus, he brings it Ashram. That's the punishment by Shivcha Harufa. She gets Malchus, he brings it Ashram.
When they did Shivcha
Harufa. Right.
The Chal.
Yeah, the Chal what?
They didn't do the complete Bia.
So they both get Malchus.
Yeah.
So that means they're getting Malchus anyway. So what isn't she getting?
What isn't she getting?
Yeah.
We're not concerned with her.
Why aren't we concerned with her?
Wait,
that's not true.
For her, whether it was Arar or she was there.
One second.
For her?
Of course. She's an equal partner in the crime.
Not when it comes to Arar. What's the difference by a woman, by Arar or Shikmazera?
One second. If a man lives with a chayv increases by Arar, is the woman chayv karis? Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, different. And by Chayv Lav and by Mamzer. A man lives with a Mamzeres, by Harah. That's what Rabbi Weiner was trying to tie in. No, I'm not getting involved in that. Harah is Bia and Bia is Chayv for both partners equally.
What's Harah?
Exactly. So some want to say, and this is what Rabbi Schultz is going to say in a minute, that there's two Malchus involved by Shivcha Harufa. Lehi HaKadosh and Shivcha Harufa. The Shivcha Harufa part is dependent on his Ashram. If he brings an Ashram, she gets Malchus. If he doesn't bring an Ashram, she doesn't get Malchus. But Lehi HaKadosh, he would get Malchus and she would get Malchus. So in a regular Shivcha Harufa, there would be two sets of Malchus for her. Again, that's how Sam HaKwainah want to learn. Before you knew this, Rashi, you would have said Rashi meant Ashram, but he meant all Chiyuvim. But here Rashi tells you clearly that So Rashi's saying clearly, there is Malchus by Arah. So this is Arah. They all go into town on this two Rashis. So Rashi seems to tell him, he tells us that there is Malchus by Arah. But it's not the Malchus, it's not her Malchus. I mean, that she gets for Arah and he only gets for Gmar Bia. Pashtas, the punishments go hand in hand. So Tachaneh wants to say, I think it's Tachaneh, what did I want to say? That is, there's a lav aliyah kadesh. And then there's an Issa Shivcha Harufa that's not even a lav. The Torah never mentions a lav, it's included in aliyah kadesh. So therefore, the punishment for aliyah kadesh separate from the punishment of Shivcha Harufa, which is a very, very big Kiddush. Very big Kiddush. But again, I will have a better percent in Rashi. That's why I spend time on that Rashi Lamed Aleph, so I can point out the Rashi Lamed Beis. And I honestly, at the end of the day, cannot say that I have a clarity in the Rashi Shita. Zogtik Amarvait. The Eishas Ish, what is the purpose of Shichva Zera by Eishas Ish? It's not to say that Harah doesn't work, because we Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah says it does. Prat l'mishamish meis. If a person is mishamish with a woman when his aver, his male organ, is not erect, it's meis. The organ is meis. And that's not considered a bia. And since it's not considered a bia, therefore, this is where the Torah tells me, Shichva Zera. It has to be something that's capable of Shichva Zera, and Mishamish Meish is not capable. Zakti Gemara Nich Lamadamar Mishamish Meish Varayas Pater. Elamadamar Chayiv Mayik Lamemar. Tzimachloikas. There's a Mandyamar that says that if a person lives with a woman with a non erect male organ, it is still considered an erva, and he's still Chayiv. And therefore, that can't be Chat and Shikh Mazara, according to that Mazi Amar.
You can't learn that from Rabbi Yonah.
What?
You can't learn that from Rabbi Yonah,
No, it's not. Nothing to do with Rabbi Yonah. There's a machloikis. There's a machloikis whether a person who lives with a woman with a non-erect male organ, is that considered living with the woman or not? So that's what we exclude according to one man the Amar that says shechut zera, but the other man the Amar says that's not excluded.
Shechut zera means
gemar bia. Again, by Shivcha Harufa it taught us gemar bia. It can teach us gemar bia by Eishesh because it's not true.
So it only takes you to the level before.
I don't know what the level is.
No.
I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it three times. I don't know whether Mishamish Meis means that there's no penetration. Adarab, I would assume there is some penetration. But it's not an act of bia because the male organ is not in condition to have bia. It's like a slab of wood. It's not considered a male organ if it's mace. That's what one Bal Yamar says. And the other Bal Yamar says it's not true. A male organ is the male organ.
It's not even a raw.
I'm trying to say, it has nothing to do with the physical penetration. It could very well be that the Mishamish Meis penetrated.
It's not a raw.
It's that a raw is that the Aver is erect, Bekishui, and did a raw. This is a non-Kishui Aver.
Margaret?
Yes.
So, according to Mandelman, it says Mishamish Meis by Royce is Potter. Would he say that this 100-year-old man can also be Kona his Yavama?
No, not a bia.
So, in other words, would he still have to go through the process?
I don't know. The 100-year-old man might be able to be Mishamish Mekishoy. You're assuming that the 100-year-old man
can. Let's say he can't.
What?
Let's say he can't.
So then he can't be kind of a yibum, but he can't do bia.
So would he have to give chalitza, or would he be putter?
Absolutely. Yes.
Incapable of doing yibum,
you do chalitza.
Star is my. Star is going to do what?
What star?
No, that's what my dream means.
Yeah.
I mean, he's asking for the derisa of the law.
Yes. And for the Gemara, our problem, Shabbos Mesa. He lives with a woman when she's dead, physically dead. Is he over a righteous ish or not? A woman that was married died, and he lives with her. So Shichva Zara says she has to be alive. When it comes to Tuma, says the Kayan can be metabel lisheirai to his wife. Not his wife, she died. Terence says a wife after death is still considered sheirai. So I would think so she still has a connection to her husband. She's married to her husband even after she dies. Kamash Malan, the Torah says Shechmazera, to say if the woman is dead, there's no Eshesish. Big Shaila in the Achreinim, what does that mean? Does that mean they're not related? Or that means they are related, still a wife, but the Nafkamina is a Shaila, but whatever the Shaila, I'm not going to get involved in. But the Gemara is revealing to me that Shichma Zara says, living with a dead woman is not an Eishesish. She's not somebody's wife anymore. At least for Eishesish, she's not somebody's wife anymore. For Tuma, she's the Kayan's wife. For Eishesish, she's not his wife. She died. Rashi. Death ended the marriage. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, L'mishamish meish be'ever meish b'loi kishri de'ein roi lazriya. It's impossible for him to pass on Shechva Zera. Honey, come on, number Shuas, take this at Tumma. The Mishamish Meis, it's a Gemara in Shuas. Mishamish Meis, Meis, Ashes, Ish, Lachem, Isasa. Some could I think of, you know, Lachem, Isasa, Shera, the Baal, the Mikri. She's called her husband's wife. The Ksiv, Kim, Yabi, Tumma, Kim, the Shera. Ramin, and Shera, Zubish, the Lachaivala, he's Mukhri, to be Matama to her. So I would think, Lachaivala, he should be Mukhri, Ashes, Ish, also. Kamash Malon, as far as Ashes, Ish is concerned, a dead woman is not an Eishesish. So that's why it says Shikma Zerab Eishesish. That didn't answer the third one, which is by Saita. That's still left to explain. So again, by Shikma Zerubba, it's to tell me Hara doesn't work. By Eishesish, it's to tell me either Mishamish Meis or Mishamish Meisah. One of the two.
The impotent means
Mishamish Meis. Isn't that what it means? You can't do Kishri.
can't, like a kosher foot, and they can do.
So that's not impotent. I don't know what you mean by impotent in English.
He can't be shavuzar. He can't be
shavuzar.
But he can have
kishuzar.
That's such a thing?
I mean,
is there such a thing?
There's a whole sugya of kosher shavuzar. You can't be miyam. You're not allowed to be married to shavuzar. We'll get there in the eighth
parak.
That doesn't pop to him, no. No.
So now we have an idea of Hara.
We still haven't talked what Hara is. We still haven't gotten to Hara. We have not discussed Hara. We only know that Hara needs Kishoy. That's all we know. We don't know anything else.
Well, it's short of Sefer Zara.
We don't know what Hara means. Until tomorrow, we won't know what Hara means unless you look ahead. Shikma Zera, the Sivu Gavi Saita, the Saita Lamali. What is the purpose of Shikma Zera by the word Saita? Like the Tanya. Shikma Zera, Prat Ludavar Achar. It excludes something else. Now, what does it exclude? Something Gemara Magdavar Achar. Amar of Sheishis, Prat Lushakina Lush like a Darkan. I'm going to tell you Rashi's second shot first. That's a much smaller Kiddush. Other Mishnayim learn like Rashi's second shot. Rashi's first shot is a bigger Kiddush. The husband told this woman, listen, I don't trust you with John because I'm afraid that John lives with you, Shaloi Kedarka. I don't trust him not to live with you, Shaloi Kedarka. He spoke that out in the warning. He said to her, I don't want you going alone into a room with John because he lives with you, Shaloi Kedarka. He never accused John of having a Kedarka relationship. Is that included in Saita or not? Zakti Gemara Sheikh Mazera. Again, we're middle of a Gemara. Zakti Gemara Sheikh Mazera. Parat L'Shekinu L'Shloi Kedarka. Now, Rashi in his first shot says a big Kiddush. That if everybody understands that that's what he's accusing John of, even if he didn't speak it out in his warning, it's like he spoke it out. That's a big Kiddush. Rashi says if everybody knows that what he's afraid of is that John lives with his wife Shloi Kedarka, and he tells her, stay away from John. Don't you dare go into a room with John. Since everybody knows that's what's bothering him, it's as if he spoke out Shaloi Kedarka. Rashi in the second shot says, no, he has to say it. Let's read it inside. Look, Rashi. The Kiddush Shaloi Kedarka, Shaloi Kedarka, Imo, he was Chayshed her Bekach. He was Chayshed that she's messing around with John, Shaloi Kedarka. Shamal Tistri Imo, Yadua Lekal, the Ladaska and Azira. Everybody understood that's what he meant. Shaloi Kedarka, Imo, Bebi Acheret, he wasn't Chayshed that he was living Kedarka. Lishnachrina, the Shekinah was Shloi Kedarka, he said, Altistri imoy libo lo Shloi Kedarka. See, Rashi in his first shot is bothered by the fact, Kinoy just means, don't be alone with him. You usually don't say what you're accusing her. You don't say to the woman, don't you dare be alone with him because you're going to be Mizana with him. You say, don't be alone with him. So where does Shloi Kedarka come in? So the second shot is Makadish, that the guy spoke it out, even though he didn't have to. All he could have said is, don't be alone with him. He said, don't be alone with him because I don't trust him as Shloi Kedarka. In his first shot, he said, he didn't say any different than any other warning. But implied was only that because everybody knew, and I don't know who everybody is, that that's what he was being questioned his wife for.
We're saying now that by Saita is telling me Shloi Kedarka is Usa, right?
Well, she's Aishas.
What's that?
But we've got Hara. We've got to do with Hara. There's nothing to do with Hara.
Is the Shloi Kedarka is Megala to everything?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Shloi Kedarka is Usa, right?
Again, what we're saying at this point, which the Gemara will shrug up in a second, is that if a woman is warned not to go into the room with John because he's going to be Mezana with Shloi Kedarka, and she went into the room with John, she doesn't become Usa Lamaila.
She does not?
No. Because the warning was only about Shloi Kedarka, and the Torah said it has to be a warning about Shekhma Zera, which is Kedarka.
Oh, so it's not good. Okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, we'll continue tomorrow.